It is that spot in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, people care, and lives are changed. I'm talking about the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Here's your host, Jim Tuck.
Here we are, our next adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of Evangel Home of Fresno. And Jerry, I just have a sense that today really is going to be an adventure. Melissa is here, and our pre-recording trialogue, as the three of us have been covering a lot of ground and being a little silly, maybe, and a little theater of the mind going on, and stream of consciousness kinds of comments have been unusual in that regard. But to introduce Melissa, and we'll try to refine this so our listeners don't get too much a badly scattered picture of what's going on here.
This, you know, before we went on the air, it reminded me of a family getting ready to go on vacation, and they're all at the car, and the kids are throwing things and yelling, and Dad finally turns around and tells them to stop, and they just drive off as if nothing had happened. That's kind of the feel of, ooh, but there's all this energy, and what are we going to do, and when are we going to be there? And anyway, Melissa, and I can't blame all of this energy on Melissa or credit her with it, because she does have a great deal of energy.
She does.
And Melissa is realizing that not all that energy can be expressed all the time, because there's, you don't always want to be the attention. And when you have energy you don't know what to do with, that happens to you a lot. That happens to a lot of our women. That, you know, we hear about kids that have that are hyper and have ADHD, and that's become kind of a universal diagnosis for every kid, it seems. And yet there is an issue with that. Well, some adults have it too. And then I think when you add lifestyle and you add any kind of substance abuse, you add bad eating habits, all that kind of stuff, and then you end up sometimes with a really super energetic woman that has to take a deep breath and tone it down to real life. And that's kind of where Melissa is. And I think also, you know, Jim, how sometimes you feel really crummy physically, and then when you begin to feel better, you almost feel five times better because you just feel so good? That's what happens to our women when emotionally they've been so beat up, and then they begin to feel better, and it's like they almost can't stop it. And so, again, Melissa, all those things really are a good way of saying this is a woman in all kinds of recovery right here, and she's a joy to be with. Mm-hmm. So, phew. Anyway, she's in Crossroads, which is our 9-month transitional living program. She was here in the crisis home for a while before she went next door. And how long have you been over there?
7 months.
Okay, 7 months. So Melissa will be graduating this year. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think you will be our last graduate. You are Brittany.
Brittany.
And so Melissa will be like number 7 this year.
Okay. Well, Melissa kind of has set the tone for our conversation. She's kind of got the giggles this morning. And she says it's because she's nervous, but I don't believe that. She's just settled in here. Melissa, we're going to back up a bit. Jerry said you were in all kinds of recovery here. Would you talk about that with us, please? What are you recovering from?
Well, at first when I got here, I'd had about a year clean. I did two-year terms in prison, and that was the result of doing meth. And I'd lost custody of my two children. And when I was released, instead of going to back to where I came from, to family, to old behaviors, I just didn't know where to go.
But you recognize the danger of the previous relationships.
Oh, yeah. I knew. I sat at that bus stop for 2 hours. I'd been locked up so long, and I hadn't realized it happened. Somewhere along the way, I became institutionalized, where I'm used to somebody telling me what to do, where to go, when to eat. Here's your breakfast. As much as you hated it, somebody was doing it for you. And I couldn't wait to get out, but then it was like, okay, now that you're out, don't do anything that will cause you to go back. You know, so you're freaking out. So you're just sitting there going, do I go left? Do I go right? And so you're so much afraid of going left or right, in case they're wrong, you just don't go anywhere. And there was a wonderful lady that had came to the, well, at first I'd met her before, and she had come in to visit me, and then she ended up going to be a chaplain She had brought me some flyers from here and told me to come here, come here, come here. And I was like, no, I don't need a program. I've been clean for a year, because I'm not understanding that there's something behind usage. You know, using is a symptom. Most people think that that is the problem. That's not the problem. The problem is, why were you using? And I wasn't even thinking of that at the time. And she was gently trying to push me. I got this place you can go to. And I'm just like, oh, no, not another place to go to. Anything but that. I just got free, right? So I called, and they were full. And I called again. And I was half-heartedly calling. And I'd gotten a room. Then I was like, I'm running out of money. And
so you had gotten a room at a motel when you were half-heartedly calling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I was running out of room, of money, and I was not, and it was like, it would go to a shelter, go back to stay with my family members who had addictions as well. Not my kind, but another kind. And I just told, myself, and I told the lady that had given me the flyer, that I would give it a try. Because when I looked at it, it said the garden program, it said crossroads program, and it said a 28-day shelter. Well, I figured 28 days, I could commit to that. I mean, I just did 2 years, and then 2 years, I could do 28 days, right?
Do that without taking a breath.
Yeah, I can do that. If it's horrible, I can leave, right? And I'm thinking it's going to be like jail. I'll go here, stay for 28 days, and they won't let me out. You know,
and then I'll escape through the window.
Right? I don't know what I was thinking. When I came here, I only had like my bag, and I was like looking around. My eyes were wide, and I wasn't expecting any of it. And I think I said on one of the other shows, I thought I was in the wrong place.
Okay.
I'm like, oh no, this is not where I
knocked on the wrong door.
I'm like, whoopsie.
Some nice people.
Yeah. Wow, wait till they find out where I used to live. They're not going to let me in. You know, and if you look back, that's what I was thinking about God too. You know, I was thinking, yeah, if they only know where I've been, they're not going to let me in.
So you got into the shelter, and at some point, the idea of extending and going into the life skills training program, the Transitional Living Crossroads program, came to the front of your mind. At what point did that happen?
Probably about the second week I was here.
Okay. You realized you needed more.
Well, yeah, and I started to realize they were real. You know, I played with them to find out. You know, I can't even help it.
Oh, let's go through some of those games.
Yes.
Games I have known and loved.
Let's see if they're real. Push, push, push. You know, it's like, are they going to, do they still love me? What if I don't?
So you applied for the Crossroads program,
yes,
and were accepted.
Yes.
And you're 7 months into that.
Yes.
What classes or what has been most significant or what a couple of things have been truly significant coming from where you've come from, shoring up your weaknesses in preparing you for a productive life?
Honestly, God's funny. Boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize you needed them. What are those? That's just, I was always crossing everybody else's boundaries. I didn't realize that I was missing my own. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was the class that we have today. It's Tuesday. I went, duh.
Never forget old what's his name.
Yeah. It blanked.
I just blanked.
So I want to move on here because we have some time issues. Unfortunately, we always do. But before we open the mic, Jerry, you were talking about a difficult situation that Melissa had been part of and came out on the right side. And we don't want to get too specific. We don't want to name names or identify people. Can you address that? And our listening friends, please give us a little latitude to be a little generic here. We have to be sensitive in how we express this.
I think one of the toughest things for our women who are here is one of them who lives with them begins to fall, and especially those that have graduated or those who are further along in the program. And you couple that falling with the whole dynamic of snitching.
Mm-hmm.
Because our women, many such as Melissa, who maybe have a prison background, you don't snitch in prison or you're dead. And it's just something you don't do. And then to translate that whole idea, that mindset to, ooh, someone's doing something here that might really mess them up or mess up the program. What do I do? That is a hard path for our women sometimes. We can never think, well, why didn't they tell us this? Well, why she knew, why didn't she tell us? They can't. They just, that's a whole trust issue. They haven't learned to do it. So Melissa found herself in that spot with one of our women who was beginning to fall back. I don't know what she did to try to help pull her out of it. I don't know how much Melissa really knew, but it began to bother her. And at the time, staff was putting things together, and Melissa and several others were. And we were able to talk to several of our women, several neighbors even, and figure out what was going on. But I just, my heart goes out and my hat goes off to someone like Melissa, who can look at a graduate and her heart breaks for what that woman could have been and what she allowed to happen to her here.
And we were talking about, and Melissa defined the reason as too much time on her hands. Nothing to do. A graduate, somebody who's out there, can't find a job. She had given up by this point, wasn't even looking. And how do you direct that? I mean,
And that is a point, Jim, is how much can someone else do for you when you know you have too much time on your hands? We can't be there to fill it up all the time. The women like Melissa in the program, she's pretty busy because she's in classes, she has all that. But real life is that you're not in class all day.
Right.
And at some point, you are a grown-up and you've got to figure it out. And yes, it's very tough when you do not have a job.
Yeah. You have to be a self-starter, make some decisions, and go down a path. A productive path. So I'd like to pursue this, but we have to talk about the banquet.
Okay.
So there's an avenue of prayer for our listeners. Pray for these women, because life doesn't end when they step out. Life begins in a whole new world, in a whole new way of doing things, in a whole new level of commitment and responsibilities, and they need help. We're coming up on the banquet September the 25th, the Tuesday night. And again, we want to reiterate, it's not downtown. It's at Tornino's on Blackstone. So talk a little bit about the banquet. Well, you have 30 seconds.
As long as I have 30. Okay. You said it. It's September 25th. That's a Tuesday. Tickets are $30 a piece. Tables of 10 are $300. Our keynote speaker that night is Randy White, who is a dear friend of Evangel Home, a real starter for downtown things. Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons downtown is doing so well is people like Randy had a heart for it. So, that's
call us, 264-4714, and get your tickets and bring a friend and expose them to what God is doing through Evangel Home. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to our Melissa, bless your heart. It's great to spend some time with you. Our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
You can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Bless you abundantly. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the RV, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.